welcome you back to the Brew Kettle. Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. And, boy, there's a whole host of Lorain County wrestling coaches that have made their way to the Brew Kettle here in Amherst tonight for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Preview. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. And, again, a great big thank you to Bob Cobos and Mike Deanna from Cobos Insurance and Ohio Family Realty, respectively, for sponsoring this show tonight. And, again, Chris Russo from Amherst, who, by the way, is a legendary wrestler. Now, we talked about the fact that you know the history of wrestling here in Lorain County. Chris Russo was pretty good in his day, from what I understand.
I think he wrestled before I was covering the beat pretty religiously. But, yeah, I've heard his name, and I haven't got to ever get to see him. But maybe we'll dig up some YouTube videos and see what he can do.
If I could step in here, Chris actually came to St. Ed's and worked out with my team in 2002, I remember. He was a great wrestler, and I remember wrestling with Cobos' son at St. Ed's. And then Deanna was a Bay guy, and I'm from Bay, and so I have connections with all those guys, so they're studs.
The sport is a big family. I mean, you can't find somebody who doesn't know somebody else from, you know, halfway across the country or right across the state or whatever.
Well, that voice you just heard chiming in there, Chris Vondruska,
right,
the head wrestling coach over at Keystone. As a radio guy, I'm always particular about pronunciation. So
right on.
Chris,
spot on.
Great to have you out here at the Brew Kettle. It's great to talk wrestling. And, again, Sean Bennett, the expert here tonight, but I love to chime in on these conversations as well. Just kind of give us your quick, you know, impressions of what you're expecting from your Keystone program this year.
Sure. First off, just thanks for having us here. This is a great thing that you guys do for the sport, and I always thank Sean every time he sends me an email and he asks me to go in depth about our guys, and it's really great, and we're fortunate to have media people like you guys. But for our team, I just expect them to give it their all like they've been doing in practice every day, and the results will come. You know, we're not really worried about the results, especially now here in December. We got the Avon Lake tournament coming up here, and we had four placers there last year. And, you know, I just hope to grow, you know, maybe five placers, maybe six placers, and just grow every event.
Yeah, we're going to kind of talk about some of the names that are already kind of hitting the rounds out of Keystone. David McCullough, you probably know Josh Lowe. We'll probably mention his name a few times tonight. He's kind of the Ohio guru wrestler. Has David as one of the guys in the mix at the Fostoria District Tournament to possibly make it to state. He's a returning district placer at 182 pounds. Justin Oakletree, younger brother of Ben Oakletree, who placed last year at state. Another district qualifier return, Garrett Coe, Clay Todd, also returning district qualifiers. I believe Clay was a couple years ago. He was a district qualifier. Just talk about some of those guys and what you expect as far as leadership on the mats from them.
Leadership, you know, I look to guys like Justin, Clay, Garrett for leaders. They're just all just great kids. I mean, I can't say a bad thing about anybody on our team, but you know, talking about talent, you know, some special wrestling talent, I think Josh Lowe got it right on. David McCullough, he is very, very talented. He's got something special. Very limited wrestling experience, and to see him go as far as he did last year with only 2 years of wrestling, it's amazing. He was a state alternate last year, and he's getting better every day. He's on the mat. He's wrestling 195 this year. He's really comfortable with his weight, and I'm excited. I think he could do big things. It just imagines, you know, I think last year David might have been in a weaker weight class at Fostoria. Mm-hmm. He definitely overachieved. He beat some kids that he wasn't supposed to beat. And I think he's going to do that again this year. And he's got a big test coming up here at Avon Lake. That's going to be a loaded bracket for him. Justin Oakletree, he's moving up a weight. He's going to be comfortable at his weight, you know, and a lot of growth from him, you know, just seeing maturity. And I think his brother did the same thing from sophomore to junior year. He found the weight room. It's not like he didn't know where it was before, but he just got dedicated to the weights, and you could see results. And just making great gains. He went to Fargo this year. He put in a great spring, a great summer, and he runs cross country in the fall, so he came in shape and doing great. But you know, the other two guys are two seniors, are Garrett and Clay Todd. Clay Todd, the guy who started out the year at 145 last year, and he was just kind of chubby. He kept cutting down. He was. And he'll tell you that if he was right here. And he kept cutting down. He ended up at 32 last year. This year he's doing it all different. He came in the year at 138. He's staying the whole year at 138. And he looks great. He feels great. And he's going to feel great all year. And Garrett, he should have been one of the guys at Fostoria last year who was making heads move. But it's going to be this year for him because he broke his leg last year. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
It was at Bay. It was pretty graphic, and that put him out for the year. But he was being competitive with the guy from Bay who ended up qualifying for states and maybe was a round away from placing. So
again, we're talking with Chris Bondruska, the wrestling coach over at Keystone. And one of the things that Sean does, which is tremendously helpful for me, he really puts together some complete notes on all the different programs and the different individual wrestlers, and one of the things that he mentions about Keystone, which actually I didn't need a cheat sheet on, the tradition of Keystone wrestling. I'm sure that's something that the kids thrive off, Coach.
Absolutely. Jim Piecraft and Jimmy Piecraft are working hard with these guys every day, and I'm really fortunate to have them. And yeah, our alumni come in, you know, guys like Ben was just there at practice today. Jason Bustis was at practice today. They love to come in and give back, and that's something that I promote. And yeah, we got to keep that history going. We really do. I got an email today that really frustrated me with a couple of middle school programs in our conference that are not having middle school wrestling. And we can't have that, you know. And maybe they're programs, you know, one of them actually has one of our best wrestlers and best coaches in our county, if you can, the guy who came from that high school, but Eric Burnett, his school, you know, his school, they're not having middle school wrestling. And, you know, that's something I'm not okay with. I mean, they have history in that program, and what's next to go after middle school wrestling, you know, and I can't stand for that. So if you guys can help wrestling grow in any way, or anybody listening knows, you know, they need help. Oberlin, we need middle school wrestling at Oberlin.
That's how programs flourish. That's how programs flourish.
We need middle school wrestling in Brooklyn. And if somebody can help, please help those programs. And if I can help, I'll help too.
So how anxious are you to get this thing started?
I am. I'm really excited, and our guys are excited. They've been beating each other up for weeks now. And, you know, I'm really excited to see them compete and just grow every week, like I said.
Sean, any final thoughts or question for Chris?
Yeah, I was just going to say the Patriot Athletic Conference, that sometimes the teams do struggle with numbers. I was going to ask about the numbers. Keystone had pretty good numbers just a few years ago. They were the first Lorain County team to make it to the state tournament, right, in the dual team tournament.
Yeah.
Have you seen for the other PAC teams as far as varsity goes? Are there good numbers this year, or how are you kind of seeing that runabout?
I don't know how the other PAC teams are going. I would say we might be average. I'm not at all satisfied about the numbers, and I was telling our athletic director, you know, it makes me question, you know, the way I go about things, but I'm not frustrated. We're just going to keep working and keep promoting the sport as we should, and you know, and I'll help other programs if I can, but you know, I'm a dedicated wrestling coach that's there 365 days, and if somebody wants to work out, I'm there for them. And you know, our low numbers kind of are a benefit in that sense because, you know, they limit you to only four wrestlers per practice, and we don't have a problem with that. You know, most of the time our wrestlers are playing other sports, baseball, football, cross country, you know, soccer. You know, we got guys playing every other sport. So, you know, we got a small team. Everybody's wrestled before, which is different. Last year I had like four new guys, but I'd be excited to have more new guys. You know, that's something that I absolutely welcome, and that we didn't have that challenge this year, but, you know.
There you go. Well, hey, hopefully we're helping you publicize and push the sport tonight,
yeah,
man. It's great to have you out here. We really appreciate it.
And thank you guys for everything.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate you coming out.
All right.
Chris Bondruska, the head wrestling coach at Keystone, as he stops by and joins us tonight here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. We are just getting started. Chris, the first of many Lorain County High School wrestlers that have made their way to Brew Kettle. We want you to come on out as well. Enjoy some of the great food. They got televisions everywhere in this place. And, of course, some of the beverages that are here are just outstanding. So come on by, pay us a visit, and again, you can hear a lot about the high school wrestling programs here in Lorain County. A quick timeout. When we come back, I think we're going to talk about Vermillion. Is that correct?
That sounds right.
All right. We'll have Brandon Gilbert, Vermillion's head coach, stop by and pay us a visit. That follows this on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Preview. It's brought to you by our good friends at Ohio Family Realty. We're on WEOL. We're online at WEOL.com.